el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, my dear radio audience. We have two guests in our program, Jane and Carl. How are you doing, guys?
Fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. Today, we're going to learn about dictionary. Do you ever use one? Do you think dictionaries help with your English?
Not much.
Why not? I think dictionaries are very useful, especially when you are reading or writing English.
I sometimes look up the words and I can't find them.
I guess you're right. But do you know why Jane can't find those words? Because she's not looking in the right dictionary. Are there different kinds of dictionaries, Miss Moore?
Yes, dictionaries can be monolingual, written in one language, like the English-English dictionary we use in class.
And what's the name for the one that has English and Spanish definitions or entries?
That's a bilingual dictionary. It is bilingual because it is written in two or more languages.
In what dictionary can we find names of animals, medicine, or chemicals, or parts of cars?
Oh, those are in a technical dictionary, and they have a specific purpose.
Others are picture dictionaries. They show the words and the illustration. The synonym dictionaries give words with similar meanings. They are also called thesaurus. The medical dictionaries where you can find and medical terms.
Thanks, Miss Moore. Now we know that there are monolingual, bilingual, technical, medical, synonyms, and picture dictionaries. How interesting!
Thank you, guys, and thank you, my audience. Now we can go to week 4 in the text and complete the exercises. Use your dictionaries to solve vocabulary problems. So long, everyone. Jane, I can't find some of the words in the dictionary.
What words?
The ones underlined with red.
What dictionary are you using?
Well, the one I have.
Remember Miss Moore? She said that there are other dictionaries, like the bilingual, the technical, medical, etc. Did you check them?
No, but you're right. I forgot about those. Thanks for reminding me. Good night. Goodbye, Carl.
Este programa fue producido por ISER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.